like nobody's ever seen. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. I want to give credit to the New York Times for its surgical fact-checking of the president's speech in real time. They found several things that were true, but it was tough to follow because political speeches aren't about facts, are they? They're about patriotism and how America can do anything and how nothing's impossible, except perhaps a bipartisan highway bill. And then if you're a Democrat, you declare that we are better than our racist past. And if you're a Republican, you salute the brave pioneers who tamed a wild land armed only with their Bibles. But if you're Donald Trump, you leverage the limits of the pandemic to put on a convention finale like nothing anybody's ever seen before in the history of seeing things before, by far. You accept the nomination on the south porch of the White House, flanked by uncountable flags before the biggest live audience anybody's seen in 6 months, with a fireworks spectacle that twice spelled out Trump 2020 over the Washington Monument, and an operatic tenor on the balcony singing Puccini's Nessun Dorma, Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, the Ave Maria, and finally, God Bless America and America the Beautiful, with the audience not only unmasked, but singing along. It wasn't just a candidate accepting a nomination. It was Donald J. Trump telling Joe Biden, Dr. Fauci, and the ghost of P.T. Barnum, just you try to top that. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.